This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to send the United States back to work within weeks, despite warnings from medical experts that might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. The president told Fox News Tuesday he would like to have the country open up and just raring to go by Easter, which is April 12th. The Democratic Party candidate that Republican Trump is likely to face in November's general election, former Vice President Joe Biden, said we all want the economy opened as rapidly as possible. The way to do that is let's take care of the medical side of this immediately. Meantime, U.S. lawmakers are scrambling to seal a deal to help the teetering economy by giving roughly $2 trillion to hospitals, businesses, and ordinary Americans buckling under the strain of the coronavirus pandemic. The Senate failed on multiple occasions in recent days to advance a massive but controversial Republican-led proposal, and pressure has soared to swiftly reach a compromise that provides relief for hundreds of millions of Americans. President Trump called for an immediate resolution to the stalemate. The World Health Organization said the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. The WHO spokeswoman, Margaret Harris, said an acceleration of new cases in the U.S. is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide over the past 24 hours were confined in the U.S. and Europe. She said 45% of those new cases were in the United States. New York City is now seen as an epicenter of the virus in the U.S., with far more cases than anywhere else in the nation. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.